And eventually, the father manages to speak to the son, and confidence springs up between them, and the poor man continues to clear away the dirt. And the text says that he goes in and out of the mansion, the rich man's mansion, without hesitation, but continues to live in his own hovel. Now, what does this mean? This refers to the scholar. This refers to the specialist, the academic specialist in comparative religion. He's very widely read. He's very learned. He knows the texts. Sometimes he knows them in the original languages: Pali, Sanskrit, Greek, Latin, Hebrew, Arabic, Persian, Chinese. He knows the doctrines, the teachings. He knows even the higher teachings. He even claims sometimes to have studied the esoteric teachings. In other words, he goes in and out of the mansion without hesitation. He knows exactly what's there. He'll tell you all about it. But he doesn't live in the mansion. Where does he live? He lives in the hovel, made of straw. And what's that? The hovel made of straw represents all his real interests, the things he's really interested in as an academic. He's interested in promotion within his own department. He's interested, like anybody else, in his annual increment. He's interested in prestige within his own profession. And he's very interested, only too often, in controversy and brisk exchange of articles with other scholars who think differently from himself. So this is the sort of thing that the parable has in mind here. Or we may say, on a higher level, it refers, this going in and out of the mansion without hesitation refers to the average in-between follower of religion. Such a person is undoubtedly sincere, and maybe from time to time he's had genuine religious experience. He goes in and out of the mansion, as it were, but he lives at home. Even though he has some religious, some spiritual experience, maybe during the weekly meditation class, he's more occupied, in fact he's preoccupied most of the time, with comparatively mundane things. I remember that in one of his books, William James, the great psychologist and author of Varieties of Religious Experience, is discussing what is a religious person. And he says, a religious person is not one who has religious experiences. He says, anybody can have religious experiences. He says, a religious person is one who makes religious experiences the center of his existence. We may say, it's not important where we visit. What is important is where we permanently live, or at least where we live most of the time. In other words, where our real centre of interest lies. And as the Gospel says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.